Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in this morning. This is Watcher Ruth, and this is my program Here, There, and Everywhere, where I like to talk about the lunatic fringe, the things that you don't want to talk about, least of all want to know, but absolutely need to. What topic should we talk about today? So many topics: Syria, Egypt, the great king's birthday, the vacating of all the embassies because of the so-called terror threat, the honoring of Ramadan, the Islamic infiltration into our government and society and its threat, the return of the fallen angels. Too much to talk about. You know, I'm really liking the fact that there are so many people that are willing to stand up and speak the truth. I just want to speak a blessing on to each and every one of those soldiers, those watchers on the wall, the ones that are sounding the alarm. You know who you are. Father and Creator God, incline thine ear today onto this petition, and let me bring into remembrance all of the promises that you've made to me. Because great and mighty promises you made me, and I wish for you to hear them this day, and I am speaking unto you. So come down and incline your ear as I remember to you to bring blessings onto your soldiers, the leaders of your army, those who have eyes to see and ears to hear. Renew and strengthen their minds and bodies, O King, today. Lead, guide, and direct their paths into righteousness. Provide for them a mighty hedge of protection, Father and King, that they would be protected in mind, in body, and in spirit. Father and King, may this hedge of protection have the watcher righteous angels arm in arm around each and every one of them, renewing in them that Holy Spirit, that intrinsic knowledge that you left in each and every one of us so that we would have no excuse. Renew and restore their bodies so that they can stand strong in the day of Jacob's trouble. Renew their spirits, their minds, and their bodies so they can lead others in the great commission that you left us to adhere to. Father and Creator God, I ask you this day to bring to them, each and every one, what Steve Quayle, Brother Steve Quayle, would say, provide to them better friends than they would choose for themselves. And may they then, arm in arm, go forward and lead others on to you, because you are the truth, the light, and the way. You provided the gate. You provided the way. And then the Lord said, the prophets are telling lies in my name. I didn't send them or tell them to speak or give them any message. They prophesy visions and revelations they have never seen nor heard. They speak foolishness concocted out of their own lying hearts. Beware. Beware. And yet, the prophets and priests alike have made it their business to travel through the whole country, reassuring everyone that all is well, speaking things that they don't know anything about. The message is clear. What sadness is mine? Oh, that I had died at birth, for I am hated everywhere I go. I am neither a creditor, soon to foreclose, nor a debtor, refusing to pay yet. Everyone curses me. But as I lean forward, your words are what sustain me, and they are the food to the hungry soul. They bring joy to my sorrowing heart and delight me. How proud I am to bear your name, O Lord. The soon return of the Lord and King. Jeremiah 17:14. But there will come a glorious day, says the Lord, when the whole topic of conversation will be that God is bringing his people home from the countries of the north where he had sent them as slaves for punishment. You will look back no longer to the time I brought you out of slavery in Egypt. But for now, I'm sending for many fishermen to fish you from the deeps where you're hiding from my wrath. I'm sending for hunters to chase you down like deer in the forests or mountains, goats, or in inaccessible crags. I am closely watching you, and I can see every sin. You can't hope to hide from me. And those who don't choose me, I will punish you doubly for all your sins, because you've defiled my name and my land with your detestable idols, and then you filled the land up with evil deeds. Can man make God? The gods they make are not real gods at all. And when God comes in, he will show them by power and might and make them understand that he alone is God. But blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and has made the Lord his hope and his confidence. Because he is like a tree planted along a riverbank with its roots reaching up deep into the water. Yes, its leaves stay green and it goes right on producing luscious fruit. But for the foolish man, the earth dweller, the ones who fill her nest with young that she has not hatched, she will soon have to fly away. And that unjust wealth will also. And you know the heart is the most deceitful thing there is and desperately wicked. No one can truly know how deeply depraved it is but the Lord Creator God. Yes. All hate me for speaking the truth. Even the Christians. They don't want to hear what the truth of the scripture says because they've become a slave to the doctrines of men. And they praise men instead of God. Men scoff at me and say, "What is this word of the Lord you keep talking about? If these threats of yours were really from God, why don't they come true?" When I tell them the truth, "Lord, I don't want the people crushed by terrible calamity. The plan is yours, not mine. It is your message I'm giving them, not my own. I don't want them doomed, Lord. Don't desert me now. You alone are my hope. Father and Creator, God and King, bring confusion and trouble on all those who persecute me. But give me peace. But bring double destruction on them. I did as you told me. Listen. If you will not listen, and have built high altars to Baal, and they've said, come, let's get rid of Jeremiah. We'll have our own priests. We'll have our own prophets. We'll have our own God. They have nothing but a jar of lies. They built altars to Baal, and there they burnt and sacrificed their sons. And the day is coming, said the Lord, when this valley shall no longer be called Topheth or Ben-Hinnom Valley, but the Valley of Slaughter. Why was I ever born? For my life has been nothing but trouble, sorrow, and shame. In the end, putting an end to all the terrible deeds, the return of David's throne, when there will be prosperity for all. These are going to be some pretty hard times that we're going to come out unscathed on the other side. But we still have to go through collecting our thoughts, collecting what we have as a unity of mind in the same Creator God that gives us the strength. We hide in the under the wing of the Most High God. And he says, don't worry, all is well. The Lord has said, you shall have peace. Jeremiah 23:17. But you know, just as the Creator God sent King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon so shall he send evil kings, four of them. And he said, I saw two baskets of figs placed in front of the temple in Jerusalem. One basket, there were fresh, just ripened figs. But in the other, the figs were spoiled and moldy, too rotten to eat. Some were very good and some were very bad. And the Lord said to Jeremiah, the good figs represent the exile sent to Babylon. I have done it for their good. The rotten figs represent Zedekiah, king of Judah, and all the others of Jerusalem left here in this land, all who live in Egypt. I will treat them like spoiled figs. Here we are. Sunday morning, 8/4/2013, you know, giving testimony of the word is nice. Giving personal testimony is kind of nice, too. I've always known that Jesus Christ was my king. I was raised in a Catholic church, and I never really fit in there because they kept telling me I couldn't read the Bible and they were going to tell me what it said and what I should think about it. And I didn't like that. So I fell away, kept my Bible, read it about every 5 years. Started going to church, didn't really get fed at church. I got fed socially. I took a leadership role on in my congregation. I was selected for the pastor selection committee. But the Creator God decided that he needed to mold me in his own way. He took me out of the church, took me into the Word, taught me some truth, because I had to read it myself. One of the things that carried me through all those years when I didn't really have a church, and I feel like I do now because I have a family that worships the same God I do, and you know who you are. This is what carried me through. John 14:1 was one of them, but here's another one. Because the Lord is my shepherd, I have everything I need. He lets me rest in the meadow grass and leads me beside the quiet streams. He restores my failing health. He helps me do what honors him the most. And even when walking through the dark valley of death, I will not be afraid, for you are close beside me, guiding and guarding me all the way. And that is literally all the sons of Jacob. You provide delicious food for me in the presence of all of my enemies. You've welcomed me as your honored guests, and all your blessings overthrow. Your goodness and unfailing kindness shall be with me all the days of my life, and even afterwards I will live with you forever in your home. Remember, John 14 says, I go and prepare a place for you. So that's the home. He shows a path where we should go. He points the right road to walk. He leads and teaches because he is the God who gives salvation. Yes, the Lord is good and glad to teach the proper path who to all go astray. Yes, and he teaches the ways that are right and best for those who humbly turn to him. And when they obey him, they become a fragrance to him and his truth. Yes. I want to go to a different book right now. because this is where I was supposed to go to begin with, but I kind of diverged. When spoken to this morning, these are the words from the Creator God. So, this is what he said. Receive the blessing of God as he has promised. Abraham and his children, those sharing in God's rich nourishment of his own special olive tree. Notice how God is both kind and severe. He is very hard on those who disobey, but very good to you if you continue to love and trust him. But if you don't, you too will be cut off. I want you to know about this truth from God, dear brothers, so that you will not feel proud to start bragging about your salvation. Yes, it is true that some have set themselves against the gospel, but this will only last until all of the Gentiles have come to Christ, all of those who will. And then Israel will be saved. And at that time, I'm going to take away their sins just like I promised. Because God's gifts will never be withdrawn. Because God will never go back on his promise. We were all once rebels against God, but God was merciful unto us. And God's mercy will be shared. He will share. But for those, for God has given them all up to sin, shut up all into disobedience, so that he could have mercy upon all alike. What a wonderful God we have. How impossible it is to understand why he makes decisions or what his methods are. For who among us can know the mind of God? Who knows enough to be his counselor or guide? And who could ever offer to the Lord enough to induce him to act? Everything comes from God alone. Everything lives by his power, and everything is for his glory. So I plead with you, let your bodies be a holy sacrifice. Don't burden yourselves with the doctrines of men that make void the word of God. Turn to the Holy Father and King. Burden yourself not with the cares of this world, but to him kneel down every day. Don't copy the behavior or the customs of this world. Be a sweet fragrance. Be a new and different person each and every day with a renewed mind and body, with a renewed freshness in all that you do and think, because what you think and do is the learning from your Creator God and the experience you have in his word, so all of his ways can satisfy you. As God's messenger, I give you a warning. Be just. Don't overestimate yourselves. Don't measure your value more than others or how much faith you have that God has given you. We are all parts of the body. And don't pretend to love others. Really love them. Always hate what's wrong. And always stand on the side of good. Always obey the laws. Don't do them just because you know you should. Be glad in all you do. Never be lazy. Always serve the Lord enthusiastically. And be glad for all God is planning to do for you. Be patient in trouble and prayerful. And if someone mistreats you because you're a Christian, don't curse him. Pray that God will bless him. We're all parts of the body. We all belong to each other, and we all need each other. God has given each one of us the ability to do certain things. Give a warm welcome to each and every brother. And that's what fully satisfies God's requirement. And that's the only law he has given you. Don't criticize others because they have different ideas than you do, and don't point out that they are wrong. Don't argue with them. Don't argue about what day is this and what day is that. Don't worry about the faith of others, whether it's weaker or stronger. Don't worry about whether or not it's all right to eat meat or not. Don't criticize each other anymore. Try instead to live in such a way that you will never make your brother stumble by letting him see you doing something that he thinks is wrong. And if you have special days for worshiping the Lord, you're trying to honor him, then you are doing a good thing. Just as long as you're not doing it to an idol. We don't want to burden others and weaken their faith. Don't emphasize those points. This is a reminder for me. I'm proud of all of you in Jesus Christ. I have won all of them by my message and by the good way I've lived before them. And all the miracles done by the Holy Spirit's power. And as the Creator God returns, the gospel of Jesus Christ will be purchased, will be pursued, prevailed, and spread by the purchase of the blood of Jesus Christ throughout the world, even through this church that was started. We've spoken the scriptures. We've spoken the prophets. And where Isaiah says that even those who have never heard the name of Christ before will see and understand. This is work. I'm ready to come. I'm planning. Come down, Christians, and see me. Come down, because the news of Christ is about to come to all of the Gentiles. And as soon as he does, we will all see the great Lord and the great King giving a blessing unto us. So pray and proclaim the word, the acceptable day. Thank you for listening today. Have faith, rule and reign. The day will come, priests and kings. God bless you all.